Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GR Infraprojects Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by HDFC Securities Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Neeraj. First of all, we would like to thank GR Infraprojects for giving this opportunity to host the call. Today, with us on this call, we have Mr. Ajinder Kumar Agarwal, the Managing Director of the company, and Mr. Anand Rathi, the Group CFO. So we'll have a quick industry overview from Mr. Ajinder Kumar Agarwal, followed by the results analysis from Mr. Anand Rathi. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Parikshit ji. मैं अजेंद्र कुमार अग्रवाल, आज आप सभी का Q1 FY24 की अर्निंग कॉल में स्वागत करता हूं। आज मेरे साथ में कंपनी के ग्रुप CFO श्री आनंद राठी हैं। मैं कंपनी के ऑपरेशनल परफॉर्मेंस के बारे में बताना चाहूंगा कि करंट फाइनेंशियल ईयर में कंपनी ने HAM के तीन कंसेशन एग्रीमेंट और एक MMLP के कंसेशन एग्रीमेंट तथा ईस्ट कोस्ट रेलवे के साथ एक EPC प्रोजेक्ट का एग्रीमेंट साइन किया है। ये सभी प्रोजेक्ट को पिछले फाइनेंशियल ईयर में अवार्ड हुए थे और इस साल इनका एग्रीमेंट साइन किया है। आज कंपनी के पास टोटल 34 BOT प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं, जिसमें 10 ऑपरेशनल हैं, 13 अंडर कंस्ट्रक्शन हैं और 11 प्रोजेक्ट्स की अभी अपॉइंटेड डेट आना अभी बाकी है। कंपनी ने करंट फाइनेंशियल ईयर में करीब 12,000 करोड़ रुपीस की बिड सबमिट की है, जिसमें से 10,700 करोड़ रुपए की रोड प्रोजेक्ट्स और 1,300 करोड़ रुपीस के दूसरे प्रोजेक्ट शामिल हैं। इन बिड्स में 7,600 करोड़ रुपीस के प्रोजेक्ट्स का रिजल्ट आना अभी बाकी है। करंट फाइनेंशियल ईयर में कंपनी को 1,822 करोड़ रुपीस के दो HAM प्रोजेक्ट्स अवार्ड हुए हैं। दोनों प्रोजेक्ट उत्तर प्रदेश में हैं। 30 जून 2023 को कंपनी की ऑर्डर बुक वैल्यू करीब 26,847 करोड़ रुपीस है, जिसमें 7,250 करोड़ रुपीस के तीन L1 प्रोजेक्ट शामिल हैं। इनके अभी लेटर ऑफ अवार्ड आना बाकी है। ऑर्डर बुक में करीब 60% शेयर रोड्स एंड हाईवे का है और बाकी 35% दूसरे सेक्टर से हैं। क्वार्टर के फाइनेंशियल हाइलाइट्स के बारे में बताना चाहूंगा कि FY24 के फर्स्ट क्वार्टर में कंपनी का स्टैंड अलोन बेसिस पर ऑपरेशनल रेवेन्यू पिछले क्वार्टर के मुकाबले 8% इंक्रीज के साथ करीब 2,152 करोड़ रुपए रहा। Q1 FY24 में कंपनी का EBITDA करीब 9% की दर से बढ़कर 314 करोड़ रुपए रहा, जो Q4 FY23 में 290 करोड़ रुपीस था। Q1 FY24 में कंपनी का प्रॉफिट आफ्टर टैक्स करीब 8% की दर से बढ़कर 208 करोड़ रुपए रहा, जो Q1 FY23 में 192 करोड़ रुपीस था। मुझे आपको यह बताते हुए भी खुशी हो रही है कि हमारी डायवर्सिफिकेशन स्ट्रेटजी और कंसिस्टेंट ऑपरेशनल परफॉर्मेंस और प्रूडेंट कैपिटल मैनेजमेंट के कारण CARE रेटिंग ने कंपनी की रेटिंग AA स्टेबल से बढ़ाकर AA+ स्टेबल किया है। InvIT के बारे में मैं आपको अपडेट देना चाहूंगा कि InvIT को SEBI का फाइनल ऑब्जर्वेशन लेटर मिल चुका है और एक प्रोजेक्ट के लिए हमें अभी NHAI की चेंज ऑफ ओनरशिप अप्रूवल अभी मिलना बाकी है। हमें उम्मीद है कि सितंबर मंथ में यह हम InvIT को लॉन्च कर पाएंगे। फ्यूचर आउटलुक में आपको बताना चाहूंगा कि देश की अग्रणी अर्थव्यवस्था बनने के लिए सरकार का प्रयास क्लियरली विजिबल है और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर डेवलपमेंट में इसकी एक महत्वपूर्ण हिस्सा है। इसी का परिणाम है कि रेलवे और रोड दोनों विभागों में अपने कैपेक्स प्लान का 60% हिस्सा सितंबर के पहले ही खर्च होना दिख रहा है। हम भी सरकार के प्रयासों को लेकर काफी उत्साहित हैं। हमें पूरा विश्वास है आने वाले हमारे इस साल के ऑर्डर बुक इनफ्लो में करीब 20,000 करोड़ रुपए का जो टारगेट है उसको हासिल कर पाएंगे। हैम के अलावा इस साल हम ईपीसी प्रोजेक्ट पे भी फोकस करेंगे, जहाँ की हमें लगता है कि आने वाले समय में कंपटीशन कम हो सकता है क्योंकि प्रोजेक्ट साइज बढ़ रहा है। कंपनी के पास 90,000 करोड़ रुपीज की बिडिंग पाइपलाइन है, जिसमें रोड सेक्टर के करीब 75,000 करोड़ रुपीज है और बाकी दूसरे सेक्टर से हैं। हमारा मानना है कि डाइवर्सिफिकेशन से न केवल विकास के अवसरों को बढ़ाता है बल्कि क्लाइंट और या सेक्टर के निर्भरता को भी कम करता है। इस दिशा में हमारे प्रयास का ही परिणाम है कंपनी FY23 में रोपे और लॉजिस्टिक पार्क प्रोजेक्ट में सक्सेसफुल बिडर भी रही है। लास्ट में मैं श्री आनंद जी को कहूंगा कि फाइनेंशियल हाइलाइट्स के बारे में आपको बताएं। थैंक यू।
थैंक यू सर। Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share the financial highlights of the company for the quarter ending June 2023.
Sir, sorry to interrupt. May I request you to speak a little louder?
Yeah, just let me come closer. Now am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. So our standalone revenue from operation for the quarter ended June 2023 was approximately 2,152 crore and has witnessed an increase of 157 crore from the last quarter. Is approximately 8% growth on quarter-on-quarter basis. This increase is primarily because of higher execution on account of declaration of the appointed date for most of the projects won last fiscal. Our consolidated revenue from operations for the current quarter was around ₹2,478 crores. Our standalone EBITDA margin has increased to 14.62% in the quarter ended June 23 from 14.53% in quarter ended March 23. In value terms, it was around ₹315 crores. Our EBITDA margin at console level was around 24.51% of the quarter ended June 2023. Our PAT margin at standalone level increased by almost 8% to 208 crore in the quarter ended June 2023 as compared to 192 crores in quarter ended March 2023. PAT margin at console level was around 310 crores in quarter ended June 2023. Our standalone net worth was around 5,423 crores at the end of June 2023. On console basis, it was around 6,575 crore at the end of June 2023. Our standalone borrowing at the end of June 2023 was 884 crores, which includes short-term borrowing of around 43 crores, and debt to equity ratio was around 0.16 times. On console basis, our total borrowing outstanding at the end of June 2023 is around 5,956 crores with debt to equity ratio of 0.92 times. During the quarter, company has made addition to the fixed asset amounting to rupees 20 crore approximately. A net block of property, plant and equipment including current WIP, capital WIP is 1,452 crores at the end of current quarter. Investment in subsidiary companies in form of loans and equity is ₹2,156 crores at the end of June 2023, which was around 1,950 crores at the end of March 2023. Balanced promoter contribution required to be made for our operational under construction and operational home projects is ₹2,378 crores, of which we are expecting contribution in the range of 650 crores in the current fiscal itself. Our working capital in days at the end of current quarter is around 92 days as compared to 104 days at the end of fiscal 2023. Our trade receivable at the standalone basis is around 1514 crores at the end of June 2023 as compared to 1880 crores at the end of fiscal 2023. Our trade receivable on console basis are around 411 crore at the end of June 2023 as compared to 462 crores at the end of fiscal 2023. Our unbilled revenue at the standalone basis was around 735 crore at the end of June 2023 as compared to 484 crore at the end of fiscal 2023. On console basis, this number was around 192 crore at the end of June 2023 as compared to 134 crore at the end of fiscal 2023. Our inventories was around 835 crore at the end of June 2023 as compared to 884 crore at the end of fiscal 2023. Cash and cash equivalent balance at the end of June 2020 is around, on a standard basis, around 436 crores, as compared to 242 crores at the end of fiscal 2023. On consolidated basis, it was around 911 crore at the end of June 2023. Mobilization advance outstanding at the end of June 2023 is around 260 crores as compared to 272 crores which was outstanding at the end of fiscal 2023. Our order book at the end of quarter around 26,748 crores including 7,250 crore of L1 projects. On behalf of JN Projects, we would like to thank all our stakeholders for their continued support in our growth journey. Would like to thank everybody for attending this earning call. Thank you very much. Yeah, you can open the session for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, before asking the question, just a suggestion. We have highlighted in the opening remarks QOQ performance. Rather, we should be talking about YOY because that makes sense. And YOY, there is a decline. So it seems that we want to give a slightly rosy picture. So that's a simple suggestion. Now the question is, in this quarter, we have done a 13% decline in the revenue. So last time we have talked about a 10% revenue growth for standalone level. So for 9 months, then we need a 20% kind of a revenue growth. So just trying to get a idea from your side, how much revenue growth are we looking at for this year?
So thanks for your suggestion. See, it's whatever turnover or whatever top line which we have been, you know, securing the quarter. So in the quarter, it's basically depends on what kind of order book which is, you know, pending with us before the at the time of opening of the quarter, right? And hence, when we have, you know, given the numbers for quarter on quarter basis, it shows that we are, you know, progressing in terms of quarter on quarter basis, because in last quarter, most of the projects though we have got in FY22 where, you know, the appointed date was declared in the last quarter of previous fiscal, or maybe, you know, third quarter of the previous fiscal, which may not be giving the true picture, because how we would be growing from, you know, I mean, because most of the projects we have got the appointed date in last quarter, and hence we tried to show that probably we are growing in terms of, because the most of the projects is already under execution and their visible growth is, I mean, growth is visible. That's why we have shown that quarter on quarter number. Yes, and of course, when we are saying that probably we would be growing in the range of 5 to 10% in last call also, we have made this kind of, you know, statement. This is that the order which we had, you know, or which we won last year, or the order which we won FY22, right? So we continue with our stand that probably will in the current year also will be growing in the same range, I mean 5 to 10%. Maybe which we have mentioned in our previous call also, we'll be trying on more EPC projects which can help us, you know, have the growth of more than 10%, that is in double digit. I hope you probably have given your answer to your question.
Yeah, so last time we were saying that we are looking at a new EPC projects, and from where we are expecting 2000 to 2000 crore kind of a revenue in this year FY24, and that's why we were looking at 10% kind of a growth, and now we are saying 5 to 10%. So this 5 to 10% includes how much more revenue from the new projects that we are likely to build in this year?
No. So 5 to 10% is basis our existing order book, which we are, you know, mentioning, right? If we are getting more projects, right, and if more projects on EPC terms, probably will be, you know, achieving growth more than 10%. for the current year itself.
Okay, okay, got it. And margin will be the same 14-15% that we are doing.
In EPC, we are what we have been, you know, maintaining our stand is that in EPC probably would margin in the range of 12-13%. That's how we are targeting. And in HAM, if we are getting more HAM, it would be in the range of 14-15% or 14-16% kind of margin, which we can see.
Okay. And in terms of the inflow, Ajinder sir has already said that we are still saying that we will be able to get a 20,000 crore order inflow. And also, sir mentioned that we are looking to bid for 90,000 crore kind of a projects. So, sir, are we confident? So, are we looking at a kind of a 20% plus kind of a success rate? So, just wanted a confidence that are we able to still get a 20,000 crore order book, order inflow? And this is 20,000 crore. What we are talking is a EPC value that we are talking. And how much would be from the HAM projects that we are looking at?
See, 90,000 crore is the right now pipeline available with us. And throughout the year, I mean, this is the pipeline which is visible on, you know, various government sites, right? So that Ajinder sir has referred to that 90,000 crore. So it doesn't mean that probably we will be targeting 20% of the 20% as our share, right? This is first thing, and then. When we are saying that it is 20,000, it is EPC because it is in relation to our top line, right? So it is EPC which we are, you know, targeting 20,000 crore order book, and so far we have received 1800 crore of, you know, HAM value. But yes, of course, EPC would be around 1500 crore. So it would be so balance 18,500 crore is the pending order which probably we are targeting for this year as well, right? And we'll be more focusing on EPC, yes, subject to availability of those projects. We are quite hopeful that there are so many EPC projects that are lined up, you know, which is having big size and where we believe that competition will be lesser.
And just to get in terms of 11 projects where the appointed date is pending, so definitely this will also include the three L1 projects and two projects that we receive now. Two aspects. First is when we are likely to receive appointed date for this 11, even if you can bifurcate would be helpful. And also, if we remove the value of EPC from the existing order book where the appointed date has not come, what is the value of the order book?
These 11 projects are those projects, those 11 projects do not include that L1 project, first of all, right? And out of that 11 projects, one project is actually that project which we have received in FY22. So far, we have not received the appointed date. And in terms of value, when we are saying 11 projects or the order book, I mean, order book consists of only EPC value. It's not referring to BPC value for those projects. What we are expecting that, because right now it's a monsoon period, maybe whatever projects we have received last year in, that means FY23 or even FY22, which one project is still pending, we are expecting that appointed date would be declared in the third quarter of this calendar, financial year.
And for the L1 and the 2 HAM that we have received now, so for that, when we are going to receive the appointed date?
See, L1, we can't say, reason being still we are waiting for award. So we have included in order book, which is 7,250 crore, and that in 7,250 crore, two projects are ropeway projects. Still, we are waiting for, you know, the letter of award, and one project is that civil construction for that NHPC work, right? So that NHPC work is EPC project, and probably once we receive the LOA, we may be able to start work within next 3 months of that signing of agreement, and. For ropeway projects, we can't say yes. I think I answered all of the question, or if something missing.
Thank you. Sir, I'll request you to join the queue again for a follow-up question. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So there has been a lot of projects have been approved for the transmission segment. So do you see any sharp cut in our order inflows from transmission segment in the medium term?
So in transmission, our pipeline as of now is around 5,000 crore. Reason being that there are so many projects, maybe I would say multiple projects are there which are, you know, which are actually in big size. I mean, size is quite big and which we are not, I mean, we are evaluating those projects, but as of now, we are not sure in terms of, you know, bidding for those projects. Because the first project which we have been, you know, we won last year and we are bidding, we are executing that particular project basis the experience on that particular project. We would be continuing our, you know, bidding strategy for transmission. And as of now, big size project is not in our radar. Maybe, I mean, depending on in next 2-3 months of evaluation, we'll be targeting. Yes, of course. As of now, it's a 5,000 crore of transmission projects. So far, we have, you know, targeted.
Okay. So basically, whatever our partnership with Integrated is, only that much we are targeting, nothing else.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. And sir, we have also one project for NHPC in Arunachal, and a lot of PSP projects are picking up. So how are you looking at this opportunity going forward?
What kind of project you come again? PSP means?
Pumped hydro project.
Pumped hydro, okay.
Pumped hydro, mm-hmm. Abhi tak apne koi.
See, pumped hydro is different technology or different work. I mean, what we have targeted into this another project is the civil work. It's a civil work of NHPC project, right? It's a hydropower project, yes, but it's a more of civil work which we'll be executing, right? So right. We are entering into this space and that pump hydro is a different world altogether, volume altogether. So we'll need to evaluate more, you know,
okay,
before entering into that segment.
Understood. And also, sir, what kind of pipe, like you have mentioned you have got a pipeline of 90,000, but how has been the awarding activity for NHAI in Q1? And you've also mentioned that correct me if I'm wrong, you have mentioned that the awarding activity, most of it will be done by September 22. Am I right?
Yeah. So awarding activity would be, we believe that would be, you know, pace would be increasing, and in next 2 months there would be huge awarding, which we believe whatever conversion so far we had with the, you know, NHAI official and all that. But yes, in Q1 it was muted, not much awarding activity was, happen in Q1.
Okay. And just a final question, if I may chip in, sir. What is the total executable order book as of now out of the 90,000 crores?
19,000 is executable means what we are saying is that appointed it has to be received. That amount is to rupees around 9,000 crores, 8,900 to be more specific. Right?
11,000 crore
is executable. This is under construction.
11,000. Okay, sure, sir. Thank you. I'll join back in the queue. All the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Chirag Sehgal from First Water Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my first question is on the InvIT. So if I understand correctly, GR Infra will sell its 100% stake in those SPVs to InvIT, right? And post the listing through GR Infra, we won't have any stake in the InvIT.
No. It's not that. GR Infra would be, you know, exchange. I mean, it's a transaction is like that. The shares of GR Infra, stake of GR Infra would be exchanged in terms of when share would be exchanged in form of InvIT units. So what GR would, at the end of this transaction, GR would be holding the InvIT units, right? And it is not selling, it is transferring the stake, but yes, of course, I mean, instead of holding shares, they would be holding units of that InvIT.
Got it, understood. So next question I had on the guidance. So for the current year, you already given your guidance, but I just wanted to understand, you know, because you are looking at a very strong bid pipeline, and even an order inflow of close to 20,000 odd crores. From FY25 onwards, you know, what kind of growth rate are you seeing in top line, and On the margins, at a blended level, can we expect the company to continue with 15%, or you are expecting it to decline by, let's say, 100-200 bps?
The FY25, I mean, because that would be, I mean, margin is already sort of, you know, we have secured in terms of when we have got the orders, right? So margin would be kind of reflection, which will be exiting so far, which right now we are having in our order book. So that guidance would be, you know, similar for FY25 also. But yes, of course, growth may be, you know, differ. Reason being that if you will be getting more EPC projects, probably our growth rate would be in the range of 10-15%, or maybe in the range of 15-20%. That depends on what kind of order which we are getting in the current year.
Okay, all right. Just one more question on the funding limits. Can you just share the funding and non-funding based limits, and what is the current utilization rate?
The funding, non-funding units, the facility is around 5,500 something odd crore. Fund-based or non-fund-based, this includes both of these two limits, and utilization is 40% or 45%.
Sorry, I think that's the last part. Utilization is how much?
For utilization is around 40-45%.
Got it. Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. So we are L1 in three projects worth 72.5 billion. So out of that, what would be the EPC value, and what is our share of that pipe of that L1 projects?
For ropeway, we are 100% right, and EPC would be in the range of 85-90% of the BPC, right? And
okay.
For this NHPC project,
which is EPC.
It is EPC and it includes, yes, of course, it includes GST. So if we reduce that GST portion to that extent, my EPC would be, you know, revised. It is including 18% of GST. And of course, we are working on the, you know, methodology of what kind of revenue would be, you know, or what kind of exercise will be done by us. Most of this activity we want to do on our own. But yes, we are working, or we are in, you know, we are in discussion with our partners for this.
So,
it's quite sure that we'll be having more than 50%. Yes, that's true. But maybe 80% or 75%, that has to yet to be completed.
So the value could be somewhere in the range of 2,000-2,500 crores for the NHPC order?
Yeah. It's more than, it may be more than, but we are trying for that. But yes, I mean, that is under deliberation, under discussion.
Okay. And so in terms of equity requirement, so you mentioned that 650 crores would be invested incremental in FY24, right?
Right.
And what would be the number for FY25?
25-26 would be in the range of 800 or 900 crore each.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aditya Mongia from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Firstly, wanted to kind of get a sense that these L1 projects that have still not fructified for us. The fact that they have not fructified so far, does that put them at any kind of risk of cancellation?
Which project is ropeway?
जो तीन प्रोजेक्ट्स आपके हैं जो
दैट वी आर नॉट श्योर आई मीन दिस इज आर डिस्कशन विद रेस्पेक्टिव क्लाइंट्स प्रॉब्ली एनएचपीसी ऑर्डर वुड बी प्रॉब्ली वी वुड बी रिसीविंग एलओए मे बी बाय नेक्स्ट 2 months यस. And for ropeway, you know, I mean, our sense was we should have received this LOA by this time, but so far we haven't. I mean, that's the fact. Yes. So I don't know, I mean, what would be the fate of these orders Yes. I mean, basis our discussion, we are not, I mean, so far, that kind of indication is not within our mind.
Sir, just a clarification since just recently started working on this company. When you give a backlog number, is this a net of GST EPC number of backlog, or is it gross of taxes?
It's without GST.
Without GST. So, and when you give a number of 200 billion target, that is also ex of GST EPC amount.
Yeah. Without GST. Without GST.
Okay, understood. Also, sir, could you give us a sense that your standalone and consolidated PAT numbers are different, so consolidated being higher. So what is the difference, and which are these businesses? How do one think about the difference incrementally?
See, on consolidated, the projects which actually are, you know, where projects are under operation, right, in HAM mode, their interest income is also accruing, right, on those HAM projects. And that is generally part of our consolidated revenue or consolidated income. That's why that consolidated income is higher. So it is only interest portion which differentiate. Otherwise, all the activity remains the same.
Understood. I have more questions, but I'll try to get back into the queue. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So my first question is on the bid pipeline, which we disclosed in the opening remarks of 90,000 crore, which we will participate in, likely to get awarded in next couple of months. So can you articulate that of the 90,000 crore, what is the mix between HAM and EPC, as well as we are targeting more EPC projects and also roads and non-roads? So you have said 75,000, 50,000, 15,000, but in 15,000, what is the breakup, if possible?
So EPC, which right now we are having in our mind, is in the range of 20,000-25,000 crore, right? And balance is HAM. 40,000-45,000 crore is HAM, right? And for out of that 90,000 road, I'm talking especially about the road.
Yeah.
And then railway is also there, transmission is also there. Transmission is again, BOT project, is not EPC, right? And railway is pure EPC, so far we have been targeting. So yes, of course, in HAM, generally it is in the range of 40%-50% is actually HAM, you can say.
Basically, 50% of 90,000 is HAM. And sir, this will get awarded by September. That is what we are highlighting, right, sir?
Maybe by October.
So there could be more bids which can come up and then get awarded in Q4.
Yeah. So over and above, I mean, yes, of course. Most of the bidding activity, probably we believe that it's going to happen next 2 months, in September, October.
Because of the election, we don't expect more.
Because of election.
Q4.
That's true.
And sir, in terms of the order backlog, if I may ask you, so is there inclusion of some change of scope or some other? Because you are having 19,500 crore order backlog in Q4 and similar 19,600 in Q1, and we have received two new projects, which we added around 15,050 odd crore. So what is the incremental difference in the order backlog?
So my revenue consists of some sales, I mean, the raw material which I am selling, right? And then escalation piece also, and certain change of scope as well, right? So it's very difficult to, you know, correlate exactly my revenue with the order book, because it's not that the whatever revenue is coming is only from my order backlog only, right? So that's why it's difficult to reconcile. Yes, of course, escalation also we are receiving, right? So that is not part of my order book.
In terms of the, as you said, that competitive intensity likely to come down in EPC, but we have seen this, we have seen consistent intensity has never come down in EPC. So as you said, the project size are going up. So can you throw some light, like, what kind of size we are looking to bid for in this mix of EPC and HAM? Like, you know, a minimum ticket size, which we would like to participate and where we see low competition.
इसमें 1,000 crore plus जो है प्रोजेक्ट्स EPC में जनरली,
उनको ही हम टारगेट कर रहे हैं। 1000 के नीचे जो है ईपीसी में कंपटीशन जिस तरह से चल रहा है उसी तरह से चलेगा, लेकिन जहां जैसे जैसे साइज बढ़ेगी उसमें हमको ऐसा दिख रहा है कि कंपटीशन कम होगा। और सेम उसी तरह से हेम में भी है, हेम में भी, पर हेम में साइज उतना है प्रोजेक्ट के इम्पैक्ट नहीं करता है। एम ए ऑलरेडी जो कैपिटल की रिक्वायरमेंट है जिस तरह से उसमें हमको लगता है आने वाले टाइम में कुछ कंपनीज की परफॉर्मेंस उतनी नहीं रही है, तो आने वाले टाइम में इसका भी मतलब एम ए भी कंपटीशन कम होगा और हमको अच्छी अपॉर्चुनिटीज मिलेगी।
Sir, last thing, if I can, we have seen a lot of competition in the last couple of years, but there are projects where financial closure is still pending. So, do you think these projects can come up for rebid in coming months, or still NHI is looking for waiting for the financial closure to happen? So, can you articulate any size on this front?
Government उतना जल्दी action लेती नहीं है generally. Rebid में आते तो हैं, पर मतलब उतनी जल्दी एक्शन नहीं होता है, इस कारण वो प्रोजेक्ट डिले होते हैं। और आने वाले टाइम में अगर देखो फाइनेंशियल क्लोजर नहीं होगा तो अल्टीमेटली गवर्नमेंट को प्रोजेक्ट तो एग्जीक्यूट करवाना ही है, तो वो रिबिट में आएंगी।
अभी आए भी है सम प्रोजेक्ट्स हैव बीन यू नो केम इन रिबिट एज वेल व्हिच वाज अर्लियर यू नो अवार्डेड टू सम ऑफ द पार्टीज एंड कुड नॉट बी एग्जीक्यूटेड बाय देम मे बी फॉर डिफरेंट रीजन, बट नाउ दोज प्रोजेक्ट्स हैव बीन अगेन यू नो फ्लोटेड बाय द एनएचआई पर्टिकुलरली। Earlier it was under HAM mode, now they have you know launched in EPC mode or so some activities is going around there also.
Okay sir, that's all on my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhishek Maheshwari from Skyridge. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thank you for taking my question. Just one question. So in previous financial year, we received majority of our orders, new order inflows in Q4, right? And since we are expecting that the appointed date for a lot of these projects will come in Q3. So like, is it fair to assume that majority of your growth this year will come from Q4 only, and relative to Q4, the remaining quarters will be showing degrowth compared to previous year?
No, what has happened that the project which was where we declared L1 in FY22, where we were expecting that in Q3 those appointed date would be declared, but that also declared with some delay, right? And hence some growth we are expecting from those orders, right? And of course the project where we, you know, in two projects we have won in recently, I mean in the current financial itself also, which also we believe that probably would be, you know, having appointed date by the quarter four. So we believe that it's a mix of, you know, we'll be getting growth from the FY22 orders as well as the project which we have received in FY23, where we are, you know, we are expecting that the appointed date would be declared by the October or November, right? And hence we are targeting that growth 5-10% would be from these orders only.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is this year's growth will all depend on the appointed date that we receive for FY22 orders, right? So
yeah,
is it safe to assume that maybe this year you will have a slightly flattish growth of maybe 4-5%, but next year FY25 you will have a much higher growth of maybe over 15% or so?
Yes, of course. I mean, it's not, I mean, what we believe is that that this year growth would be more than 5%. Yes, of course, it may be in the range of 5-10%, depending on if what kind of EPC order probably will be able to secure in going forward, right? And of course, your probably calculation is correct that for next financial year, our growth would be higher than what we have achieved in this current year.
Yeah, probably over 15%, because even if you receive big EPC orders this year, you will receive appointed date after 5-6 months.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. That was helpful. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Sanchita Sood from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. What I wanted to ask was, what exactly is our outlook on the debt levels, like in FY 2024 and FY 2025? Could we get any color on that?
Debt level in, I would say, in current quarter also, if we compare with March 2023, we have reduced our net debt by 400 crore. And that, what we believe is that continue to be there till this year end, yes. And depending on the order mix, which we'll be securing in next 1 year of time, what we believe is that the range would be, debt equity would be in the same sort of range, because I'll be accumulating equity or profit as well over the period of next one and a half year or 2 year, right? So what we believe is that probably may not to, you know, go higher or, my debt equity would be, as of now, it is, 0.16 on a standalone basis. It would continue to be there for next one and a half years.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Aditya Mongia from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Again, some clarifications. Did you say that your CapEx numbers will be on an annual basis, 800 crore-900 crore next two years, or was it a combined number?
It's not CapEx, it's a capital con, 800-900 crore is my capital contribution to HAM projects.
Oh, okay, okay. It is not a CapEx number. Okay, understood. The second question that I had was that, so if you're going to win about 20,000 crore of projects in this year, which will have a sizable EPC portion, your current backlog will start becoming, the backlog will start becoming more like more than 40,000 crore, yeah? And let's say closer to 40,000 crore, not more than that, but your growth guidance for FY 2025 looks weak in that context. So again, just trying to get a better sense of how to think through.
No. So, even if, let's say, in current year, I'm executing 8,000-9,000 crore, right?
Yeah.
So my order backlog at the end of this fiscal in the range of, again, what, 30,000 crore, right? 30,000-35,000 crore, right. And depending on the mix of the projects, because EPC will be able to execute faster, right? And HAM would be taking time, right? So that's why we are saying that if we'll be able to get more EPC, my FY 2025 growth rate would be more than 15% kind of, you know, which we fairly assume this is our number estimate.
Understood. And this guidance, 20,000 crore, the previous year L1s are not again counted, right? So these are fresh orders that you will be getting, 20,000 crore? Or do they include the L1s?
For the current year, for the current year. So yeah, so it's not including L1, right?
So this hit rate of 20%+, is it something that you have been able to achieve in the past?
It's not 20% which is coming. It's probably what we believe is that 1.25 lakh-1.5 lakh crore would be, you know, bidding, which will be coming out from NHAI more than for highway projects, and then we'll be bidding for railway, then we'll be bidding for, you know, other EPC projects, probably from the, we'll be targeting, you know, state as well, where, you know, most of the projects have been awarded by or is being planned by, you know, state for awarding under EPC mode and all that. So my hit rate would be in the range of 10.
Okay.
8%-12%, I would say. 8%-12%, 10%-12%, like that.
Okay. Okay, understood. So basically, what you were saying, 90,000 crore and 12,000 crore already happened. All these numbers are a subset of the overall opportunity.
Exactly.
Overall opportunity to be 8%-12%, is what you believe?
Right, right, right.
Understood, sir. So those were my questions. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Deepika from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. My first question is, what is our CapEx guidance for FY 2024?
CapEx plan?
CapEx, capital expenditure.
For the current financial year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it would be in the range of 200 plus minus 50 crore.
Okay. For the Roper project, the LOI you said is delayed. Now, when do we expect to sign them and when do we expect to start execution on same?
Probably if we, let's say, I mean, for last 3 months, we are waiting for those awards, right? I mean, for last 2 to 3 months, we have been in, you know, and we have been in touch with NHAI officials, right? Where we were getting sense that that project would be, you know, is about to receive its fate. But so far we haven't. And depending on, let's say, if we'll be able to, or if this award is issued in next 1 month of time, we'll be able to start execution on those projects by February of this, or March of this financial year.
Okay, so this year in FY24, if there would be, if any revenue contribution, it would be bare minimum because we will just be able to work on
that. So we are not figuring, I mean, we are not capturing this those orders, right, for our revenue target.
Got it. Just a last question. I think a few of the calls, earlier calls, you've mentioned that the power transmission project equity, your capital infusion would be of around 1 billion. So when you give the guidance for next 3 years of your capital investment, if your equity, equity that will be infused by you, that doesn't include this 1 billion of power transmission project, right?
You are saying, I mean, when we are giving the equity contribution plan for next 3 years, it is basis our existing projects portfolio, right? It's not that we are, when, let's say if 1 year down the line we get more projects under HAM, will our target would be high, our plan would be high.
Okay, so I was just asking about the power transmission project. So when will be the equity of that project infused and when are we targeting? Or does that include any infusion in current fiscal?
That includes, I mean, because the power transmission project which is under execution, we are continuously increasing our equity, right? And whatever current year plan which we are having with respect to equity infusion, that includes power transmission as well.
Okay, got it. That's it from my side. All the best for your future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. Company में इसी जिस तरह से आप लोगों ने हमारा trust बनाए रखा है, मैं हम आपके trust के basis पे आगे इसी तरह से पूरी मेहनत और इसमें लगन से काम करते रहेंगे और आपके उम्मीदों पर पूरा खरा उतरने की कोशिश करेंगे. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of HDFC Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.